And we're going to do more talking about Earth Day, this time with Ava Oswald Swenson, who works with the Enviro Club at the high school. And you guys have a kind of a fun thing going on this month. But, I'd love for you to tell us first about the other things you're doing besides the main event that we're going to talk about here. But you guys are part of the competition, and I think you're going to do a presentation to the Sons of Norway. Is that right?
Yes, we had our competition, or we had our presentation yesterday, and it went really well.
Oh, good.
And it was a really good trial run for our speech, which we will be presenting May 5th at our competition.
Yeah, and what was it about? Like, what's the topic, or what do you? I've never heard one of these, so I'm really interested.
So the current event for the year is about climate change, with a special focus on forestry management practices and the native tribes' ideas on that. And so I think it's a really special topic that has really helped us to learn a lot more information.
Yeah. Can you give us a few juicy nuggets about, like, what was the indigenous perspective that was valuable to you?
Well, I felt like there was a lot of the whole thing about how the natives felt that we needed to protect our land and take care of it as if our lives and our children's lives depended on it. And I felt like that was a really important perspective that we should probably be implementing more.
Yeah, that it's not just about sort of what makes you money or what doesn't make you money. It's about your own survival as well, our interconnectedness.
Yeah,
I do think that's a message that we often miss in the modern world. Anyway, thank you so much for coming on again on somewhat short notice, and tell us about what the Enviro Club is doing with the community this month.
So last year we had an Earth Day competition. We had it open to the schools because it was like a new thing. But this year we decided to open it additionally to the community. And so the Earth Day competitions will last until Earth Day, which is April 22nd. And basically, there's four different competition categories. There is a nature photo, so it could be any photo of nature, and then you would send it in to Anya Howard at the high school. And there's more information on flyers around the community. And then also for all of the categories, there will be prizes, and they're quite nice, actually. So I'd encourage people to enter in. But then the other categories, there's a poetry competition, and you would bring your poetry piece to the community library. And then there is a recycled art like piece, like maybe a sculpture or like some like recycled art picture or something, and you can also bring that to the library. And then the last competition piece is an Earth Day poster, and so that can just be a drawing of whatever you want to like describe about Earth Day, and that can also be brought to the library, and then we will collect that all and vote on which ones we think are best, and then we will deliver out the prizes.
Okay. Is there going to be any kind of like event where everyone can gather and share the different ones? I know that we talked about doing that at the library, but maybe that's not in the plan right now.
Well, in the schools, we were, I think, just going to, like, display them in the hallways or something.
Okay.
I'm not entirely sure of what we decided about the community stuff, but I think we were going to, just do a quick display in the library.
Okay. Okay. And so if you have a piece of recycled art or a poem or a poster or a photo, basically you can take them to the library, Two Harbors Public Library. They have a bin. And then I'm guessing you should put your contact info on there.
Oh, yes. Please put your name and contact information.
So you can get credit where credit is due. Then there are so many artists and writers in this community. So I hope that people submit. And I think maybe at the end of April, there should be some kind of event at the library. That'd be really fun just to gather everybody and see who did what.
Certainly would be.
Yeah, there's so many different groups, and they're not necessarily connected to each other in this town. which is part of the reason of having the radio station, so that people can hear each other's stories and hear what's going on in other groups. I know you did this last year as well. Was there anything noteworthy that came out of it? Obviously, it was successful enough that you wanted to do it again.
Yeah, I think, well, I just guess we really wanted to do it because we hope to involve the community more, and that we hope to promote, like, just environmental awareness or just, like, appreciation for nature. And I feel like that's really important, and that's mainly why we've been doing this. Last year, we had a couple students submit some amazing pieces, and it was really inspiring to see.
All right. I'm speaking with Ava Oswald Swenson about the Earth Day event hosted by the Enviro Club at Two Harbors High School. Thank you so much, Ava, and good luck with the whole contest.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. That was Ava Oswald Swenson talking about Earth Day, the Earth Day contest.